Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. You know what? My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank you for sharing it with your friends, your family, your associates. I mean, we keep expanding our office nationally and internationally. We're so very, very excited. We've got a wonderful show for you today. One, you know what? Congress could change your retirement plans. Yeah. Hey, and what do you need to know about it? So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Last week, we had Jackie Ho and Ivy Yakov of Reward Bunny and all things crypto. What's going on right now? The Eureka merger, the future of cryptocurrency, you know, how Reward Bunny works with all that. You know, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful situation. You want to go check it out. If you want to check it out, go to savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. And you're looking for episode 94. You know what? You can always go on all the episodes, look at the backs, the fronts, the whole shot. Up next, how would you like to overcome self-doubt so you can make more money and do the things you love? We have Paul Levitin. He's the founder of the Happy Healthy Human Academy. Paul's aim is to educate, inspire, help people live a happy, healthy life. We're going to be talking about what people do to sabotage themselves, how to get out of your own way, and a whole bunch of more. So you're going to want to stick with us. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Well, actually, I'm really excited for you to be here today. And, you know, just to give everybody a little background here, Paul's a self-confidence happiness coach. He's a podcaster, public speaker. He's board licensed for health and wellness. He's a certified personal trainer. He's a behavior change specialist, certified nutrition coach. You know what? He's been helping people for decades. One of the biggest things that Paul does through his Happy Healthy Human Academy is he helps millennial professionals overcome self-doubt. You know, everybody has self-doubt, and people don't realize how much of that self-doubt holds them back. And you know what? He does this so they can make more money, but more importantly, is do what they love. You know what? If you're doing what you love every day of your life, you're not really working, you're just having a great life. So he educates, he inspires, he helps millions of people live happy, healthy lives. So again, Paul, I'm grateful you're here. We've had a lot of, emails coming in, say, ask him this, all this kind of stuff. But you know what? What I really like to do is get some background on you, more so than just the byline that I gave. How did you get into this business? How did you get into, you know, you obviously had a journey here. So tell us about your journey.
Right. Yeah. I really appreciate that intro. It's very, very kind of you. And, you know, my journey, you kind of touched on it there. Professionally, I've had my own life journey to kind of end up where I'm at now. But professionally, you know, in the cliff notes, I started as a personal trainer, as a fitness coach. So fitness led me to nutrition. And then through fitness and nutrition, it led me to the big question, which was human behavior and why do we do what we do? Because if we understand nutrition, most people know what healthy is. Most people know that they should be exercising. Most people know that they shouldn't be eating McDonald's in bed and then going right to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning after binge watching Netflix. And yet we live in a world where, you know, 70% of American adults are overweight or obese. And we live in a world where, you know, just looking at the recent COVID epidemic and the vast majority of people who died, unfortunately, were people with comorbidities that were quote unquote lifestyle diseases. So we have on this one hand, we know what to do, right? Everyone knows they should be saving for retirement. And yet most people are living paycheck to paycheck, right? We've all heard that statistic. The average American wouldn't survive an unexpected $500 bill or something like that.
Right.
And it's sad. So in all of these areas that I see the same thread, which is that what we're doing and what we say that we want to be doing is very different, right? But when I was a personal trainer, people would literally come to me and say, hey, can you tell me how to lose weight? And I say, here it is, give them the answer. And they wouldn't do it. So that's what led me to my next phase, which was becoming a confidence coach. and a human behavior coach, because that's what I realized is what underpins all of this is behavior change, and behavior change is hard. So whether you're talking about saving for retirement, whether you're talking about changing your diet, whether you're talking about having the hard conversation with your husband or wife, what we're talking about is behavior change. And that's a hard thing. And the reason I started to talk about self-confidence, because that really underpins everything, right? When people wanted to lose weight, people want to have more money, people want to look better, do better, whatever. It's like, why does that matter? Why does being 20 pounds less matter? Most of the time people would tell me like, well, I just want to feel better. I want to be more confident. So with my own coaching and with my own practice, I started to say, well, why don't we just cut straight to the chase and start with the end in mind and realize that that's the big thing that we're really going for. And we're going in a roundabout way, trying to get it through health or fitness or money in a bank or status at a job. But in reality, we just want to feel a little better about ourselves.
I think that's wonderful. I love some of the things that you said people pick up on, but a lot of people don't realize that the things that they do when they're younger has a compound effect. And this might be more of an extreme example. It might be a perfect example. I have a client, and you know what? She used to weigh 400 pounds. She only weighs about 150 now. And she's 62 and she's recently at the beach, and you know, I'm not going to say a rogue wave hit her, but you know, it was a rip current, but she got hit in a way where the wave actually broke her tibia. Now, how would that happen for a 60 some odd year old person? Well, the reality is all the junk that she was eating caused problems with the calcium in her bones. And this is what she heard from the doctor. And the doctor says, that's why it broke. And she was flabbergasted by that. She goes, that's usually an injury some football player gets. So it's one of those things where that compound effect. And I'm probably one of those people that sabotage a few things here or there like everybody else. And that kind of leads into the next thing I want to talk about is, how do people sabotage themselves? And this might be right. A lengthy discussion, but
yeah, that's a big one. But again, you know, there's a reason you mentioned my company and my podcast is called Happy Healthy Human. And the reason it's Happy Healthy Human is the last word, because all of this stuff is human stuff. So you go through this, I go through this, she goes through this. It might be different, right? One person's weight struggles is another person's money struggles is another person's relationship struggles. But the point is that we all struggle, and we all struggle in the same ways. And self-sabotage is a big one, because in reality, we have to kind of admit that we are in control of our own destiny, right? We can talk about the markets. We can talk about that. We can talk about the stock. We can talk about the pandemic. But in reality, if you weren't saving for retirement before, you put yourself into that position, right? Like it's the same thing with, you know, again, with diet, with exercise, with everything. Like we have to take a level of personal ownership. And now if I take personal ownership over myself, then I have to also admit that anything that I'm struggling with, it's partially my fault, because I put myself into the situation that I'm in. And so, you know, when we self-sabotage, that comes from it's a safety mechanism. Our brain doesn't want us to be wrong, right? You know, this goes back to evolution and how we survived for hundreds of thousands of years before we got to the place that we are today with technology. And in reality, it's, you know, we evolved in packs, and we evolved in villages and things like that. So you had to be able to trust. There were certain things about social interactions that we had to be able to do. So all of that is to say that our brain doesn't like us to be wrong. So it doesn't like when I say I'm going to eat healthy, and then again I find myself circling the McDonald's drive-thru again. That causes what's called cognitive dissonance. So now I have two conflicting views in my brain. I have one that I said I need to eat healthy. I'm choosing to eat healthy now, and then I also have the fact that I'm in a McDonald's drive-thru eating a Big Mac shamefully in my car right now. Those two things are conflicting. So in order for my brain to wrap itself around that, it can't have those two conflicting views at the same time. It has to say it will self-sabotage, and self-sabotage comes in the form of, well, it's just too hard. Well, it's impossible. I'm too busy. I didn't have time to cook a healthy meal, and McDonald's is just what's available. So it allows me to have excuses so that I can then wash away one of those things. Usually the thing that was harder to do, right? It's harder to eat healthy every day. So my brain gives me an excuse of why it was the only logical step I could take was to not do that thing.
Now that's interesting, because you just said everything we all do. So it's so funny, because I was just thinking about that the other day, and I get up early and go work out. And it was one of those things where I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning for meetings. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I get up at 4 o'clock, I do this. You know what? I could be here for 15 more minutes and I would feel a lot better today. And, you know, and I was really close to not working out. So I totally get it. I totally get it. Hey, look, you know what? We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back here with some more Saving with Steve and Paul Levitin and the Happy, Healthy Human Academy. So stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything in this center relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. Hey, I want to thank you for joining us. If you'd like to go to our website at savingwithsteve.us, you can get guest gifts, background information, even, you know, goffs of people who messed up while they were talking, just like I do all the time. And you know what? I'd like to just say thanks to our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AM FM 247. They make sure we get around the world and we want to thank you for that. So you want to go check out their websites because they have a number of other podcasts that can help you out as well. Now, if you'd like to go check out Saving with Steve Sexton and get more information, guest gifts, as well as some financial tips, you can go right there as well. Now, you know what? We're back here with Paul Levitin. Again, Happy, Healthy Human Academy. I love that podcast name. But you know what? We talked about how people sabotage themselves, but also in the same token, how people get in their own way. It's a little bit different, is it not? So help us understand that.
Right. I mean, I look at these kind of as the same thing because, you know, again, I was saying before, you know, how I got here and fitness and nutrition, how people know things. So we have to understand we live in the information age. Information has been commoditized. We're talking on device right now that has all of the world's information on it. So we have to admit then that lack of information can no longer be an excuse, right? I don't know is a bad excuse because it means that you didn't Google it. That's all it means. It means you didn't do your research. So I don't know how to exercise. It's fine, but you could learn. I don't know how to eat healthy. I don't know how to save for retirement. I don't know whatever the thing that you don't know, the information is out there. So when you're not doing it, like let's leave that excuse and realize that there are bigger things that the reasons that are going to get in the way of us are again, our self-sabotage. It's us getting in our own way because even if I have all the information, that doesn't make it any easier, right? I can know that I should save for retirement, but in the moment when I have to choose between buying something right now and saving for a potential retirement 30 years from now, that's a hard thing. And now I'm dealing with human emotion. I'm dealing with human behavior and I'm dealing with more deep-seated internalized beliefs. So we just have to kind of admit that like, okay, lack of information isn't what's holding us back. It's really us getting in our own way. And then we can have a deeper conversation about it.
Oh, okay. No, I see that. I'm just, you know, it's funny. You look at these things, listen to somebody like yourself and you go, okay, I get that. I can see how people have done that. I've talked to people who've done that. I've done that. We've all done that. So now you have your three pillars of wellness. Okay. So how do they work and how are they applied?
Right. So, I mean, it's right there in the name. It's happy, healthy, human. So I think about happy being mindset, healthy being a physical well-being, and human being the social, the interplay between us and other people. I just said that, you know, humans are social creatures. We have come up in tribes and villages, and you know, being a part of a broader society is a big part of that. So when we want to paint a picture of what a full life is, I think it has to include all of those things. I look at happy and healthy as two sides of the same coin. You can't be fully healthy if you're not happy in your mind, if you don't have that mental well-being, and you will never truly be happy if physically your body isn't where it needs to be. Meaning you don't have to be an athlete. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a level of you want to be able to run around with your kids or go for a hike or go to Disneyland and be on your feet the whole day and not have to stop and sit down because you're so out of breath or something like that. And those two combined allow you to be a part of the bigger community, right? Allows you to be a better father, mother, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, priest, whatever you're going to be. Because in reality, life isn't just about us. It's about what we can do for others.
That's so true. And I like the way you talk about that because we were just, you know, I have a mastermind group and we're just talking about this. where one of the mothers was talking with her daughter about making good food choices because they're going on a class field trip. And the daughter, you know, the options, In-N-Out Burger, Starbucks, you know, Chick-fil-A, you know, stuff like that. And her mom was just having a discussion with her about, you know what, if you eat a bunch of junk, how are you going to feel the rest of the day? And you won't have a good time, which means you won't be able to be present. So she went through the choices with her daughter, and her daughter's like, well, even though I don't like Starbucks, but they have these protein bowls or these things that allow me to eat cleaner, so I can then go enjoy the rest of the day as opposed to be that one of those kids that's going to be always testy. As an individual that works with people who are older, you know, when you talk about having a happy, healthy life and being able to run around with the people you love and care about, and essentially what that means to me is being present, is I see people who, you know what, they spent a good portion of their life after retirement on the couch, talking to people on the phone, eating stuff, and they're upset because, you know what, they're now at a point where the doctors say, hey, you know what, you might need a walker, or you might need this knee replacement, you might have to walk with this cane, or they're in pain from ailments that have caused because of all the bad food and the choices they've made. It allows somebody to be present. Now, I also have people that are 95. I have a person who's 105. There's obviously some genetics in there, but you know what? We actually know a 95-year-old gentleman at our church. He's more solid than I am, and I work out all the time. And he's got a 55-year-old wife, and she's having a tough time keeping up with him. And it's because he's taking great care of himself, both mentally, physically, and what he eats. So I totally get that. And the key here is, how do we help people do that and have people understand it? Now, is there a way to create a robotic type thinking about how to handle these things?
Yeah. So I want things to be as simple as possible, right? The more complicated things are, the less chance that people are going to do it, right? This goes back to what I was saying about studying human behavior and behavior change. This is the whole thing, right? Of course, again, everyone knows what to do. Eat healthy and exercise every day and get 8 hours of sleep and stop smoking and stop drinking alcohol. It's like when you do too much, you don't do anything at all. It's too overwhelming, right? We know from, again, study on top of study will tell us that isn't the thing. So the real secret sauce is to break everything down into its smallest constituent parts and make it so easy that you literally can't mess this up. And that's why the simplest place to start for most people are things like drinking more water, getting more steps, right? Eating more vegetables. I'm not talking about cutting anything else out. I'm just adding a little bit, because the people will look at this stuff and go, well, that's too easy. What's getting more steps going to do? What's drinking a little bit more water going to do? It's not that that will change your life. It's that starts to tip the scale in the direction of the person that you're trying to be, right? It's the same thing. Again, we were talking about money here. We can talk about investing. It's the same thing as these things like acorns, right? That's one that rounds up your, the change from, mm-hmm. from everything that you buy and invest it for you. It's like, is the 16 cents that's left over from your Starbucks meal going to make you rich? No. But it's about the habit of continual investing over time and then the compound interest that will pay. So a lot of times people look at this stuff about life change because they're like, oh, I have to lose all this weight, or I want to be rich in 30 years, or I want to be whatever the thing is. And it's so big, it becomes overwhelming. So we need to dial it back and look at what can I do today to be one step better so that when I wake up tomorrow, I'm a little bit closer to where I want to be than I was today. And if I do that over and over and over, all of a sudden, it's that old saying of, you know, it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. All of a sudden, it happens, but it's that small incremental effort over time that adds up to the big change. It's not one change in one big foul swoop.
I totally agree with you. I just call that the compound effect. It could be positive or it could be negative, but depending on how you act and behave, I'm a personal believer in that. And I actually subscribe to it because a lot of people looked at me. I'm a cancer survivor of 16 years, but like when I started working out slowly but surely, I barely could leg press 10 pounds. I mean, before I had cancer, I was in the 400s, but it was like 10 pounds because I was so wiped out. Plus, I'd lost 30 pounds. But it was slowly but surely building that up. And I never really overdid it. I just continued on the pace. And I see so many people do that, whether it be finances, debt, or eating, that diet bounce where they starve themselves for 22, 23 days. Hey, I lost 25 pounds. You know, a month later, they're back up 35 pounds and, you know, that type of thing. So I get it. I think that's very, very cool. And I think if anybody takes a aha from this, starting out little could make all the difference in the world. You just got to keep at it.
Right. It's exactly that. The compound effect, you know, Albert Einstein said, you know, compounding is the eighth wonder of the world or something like that. It's the most powerful thing. And it's money, it's fitness, it's exercise, it's health, it's nutrition. You know, it's they always have that joke of like, well, one salad won't make you skinny or one hamburger won't make you fat, but one salad every day for the next year will make you skinny. And one hamburger every day over the course of your life will make you fat. So it's, you know, I use the analogy a lot with voting, right? Whenever elections come around, people get into the argument of like, does my vote matter? And in reality, no single vote matters. And yet altogether that makes up the election. So if everyone had the idea of like, my vote doesn't matter, then there would be nothing. So it's one piece at all alone, it doesn't matter. But when you put it all together, all of those tiny pieces add up to be the entire thing. And that's what matters the most.
I agree with that. Same thing goes with donating money. Some people think $5 isn't that big of a deal. But when you look at all the people that donate, I mean, I think there was almost $500 million donated last year. But if you can think about it over a lifetime, it's solve certain cancer issues. I mean, you know what? Hey, it's making a dent. Now, you know what? We just got a few minutes left. Paul, I'd like to have you talk about your Healthy Human Academy. I'd like to talk about how people can get in touch with you, can get your help, because there's probably a lot of people here going, I could use some help like that. So how can you get your help?
I appreciate that. So again, my name is Paul Levitin. I'm across all social media platforms. It's just my name. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Smoke Signal, Pigeon, Carrier Pigeons, wherever you can find me, I'll be there. It's just my name. Keep it super simple. Again, my podcast is called Happy Healthy Human. And I have a coaching company called Happy Healthy Human Academy. I have a course on self-sabotage. We talked about self-sabotage a little bit today. So I actually have a masterclass on the 5 human tendencies that lead to self-sabotage that I'm happy to give to anyone for free. You mentioned that you have a resource page where you keep this stuff. So I'm happy to add that to the list. And if anyone wants to get in touch with me, if they're interested in that masterclass, take it, it's free. And beyond that, if you want to learn about my courses or what coaching with me would be like, you can reach out to me on Instagram or anywhere else and we can have a chat.
That's wonderful, Paul. Make sure you send us that link because I'd like to put it up on the resource page as soon as possible. And on top of that, if you go to our resource page, you can go to PlanWell and then we'll actually help you provide a free financial plan and what you need to do to make sure you get to retirement. With that, Paul, hey, stay happy, stay healthy. Thank you so much for joining us and we appreciate the wisdom you provided. So we'll see you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. We're going to be right back here with some more Saving with Steve. Stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship. Now, I would truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family know. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, hey, then I encourage you to check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio, New York City. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Hey, you can follow us on Facebook at Saving with Steve Sexton. You can get the Insiders Club. Go to our resource page at savingwithsteve.us, and you're going to be able to get Paul's links. You're going to be able to go to PlanWell. You're going to be able to do all that stuff and get some great information. Next up, hey, look. Congress could change the retirement plan. What you need to know. One of the biggest things that we need to keep an eyeball on is what Congress is doing, whether they want to raise our taxes or what. We're likely to see that, but we're likely to see significant changes in our retirement plan, specifically the 401ks, the IRAs, the 403bs, the whole shot. Now, you have the House of Representatives. They have a plan, and that plan is called the Secure Act 2. Okay, you have the Senate, which has the Enhanced American Retirement Now Act, and the Financial Committee has a companion bill called Rise and Shine. One of the big things that they're all looking to do and work out is, you know what, the required minimum distributions. This is really designed, you know what, the IRAs were set up to help people save for retirement so they weren't completely reliant on the government, okay? And you know, at some point in time, they want their cut. They want you to take it out in bits and pieces. That's just the size of it, okay? That's why they have a required minimum distribution. If you don't start taking out, they have a 50% penalty, right? But when it comes to these things, all these acts are looking at raising the required minimum distribution age. to 73 in 2022, if this thing can get passed, at 74 in 2029, and at 75 in 2032. Now, the EARN Act would like to just push everybody to 75 at 2032, okay? On top of that, the House Act would like to have everybody automatically enrolled in a retirement plan and contribute 3% unless you opt out to contribute less or contribute as much as you want or as much as you can. On top of that, they're looking to help out people with emergency distributions. So, you know, in certain acts, you have the ability to withdraw $1,000 if you have a personal household emergency. You know, just like Paul said, most people can't handle a $400 emergency. Hey, I can withdraw $1,000 in case I have a personal or household emergency, or as much as $22,000 without any penalties if there's a natural disaster type emergency. Those would be good things, huh? Or if you have terminal illness, hey, you can get early distributions without any penalties. And that means we hit before the age of 59 and a half. And then on top of that, they're looking to enhance the tax savers credit. And that's so people with lower incomes get an incentive to, you know what, add money to the retirement and a credit. This is like a tax offset. So if you owe $1,000 in taxes and you have a $1,000 tax credit, it wipes out your taxes, which is a wonderful thing. Bottom line, the House of Representatives and the Senate are going to take significant action this year. To adjust retirement saving plan to help people save more. Now, I've got this question that's been coming up through the blog at viewers@savingwithsteve.us. And people are asking, hey, why are they pushing it to 75? Okay, well, first of all, Secure Act pushed it to age 72. And don't ask me why they said before that it was 70 and a half. I don't know why. But one of the reasons why they did that is people are working longer, so they want to give them the opportunity to continue to save. And if it gets pushed up to 73, 74, 75, it's because people are working longer to save. The key here is this. Just saving $5,000 a year for 30 years at 8%, it's just about $1 million. $10,000 a year, you're going to get about $1.5 million. 20, you could be like $2.7 million. You know what? It could be very, very significant for you if you use that compounding effect on savings. So the key here is how can we get you to save more? Look at ways that you can go and do that. That's going to make the whole difference in your world. So I want to thank you all for joining us here on Saving with Steve today. Paul Leventon with the Happy Healthy Human Academy. Just wonderful. By the way, we're up to 95 episodes. We're getting pretty close to 100. Really excited about that. Talk to you about what the Congress could be doing with your retirement plans. You know what? Next week, we have a wonderful guest in Quinn Driscoll. She's going to be talking about business goals, the whole shot. It's going to be an outstanding episode. You're going to want to look forward to seeing you that. So, hey, look forward to seeing you next time right here on Saving with Steve. Stay safe, stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome to Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us, sharing with your friends and family and associates. We've expanded the show all across the United States as well as overseas, and our audience just keeps expanding. Last month was this Venture Month. And you know what? We had Tom Hamill. He is the director of RV at Kuhn Auto. He gave us some great information when it comes to everything about RVing, how to create a ventures, ventures with a family, how it costs less to travel in an RV and you could spend more time completely unplugged. And he went through the ins and outs of leasing versus buying and much, much more. So if you want to go check out that episode, go to savingwithsteve.us and look for episode number 93. That's right. We're up to 93 episodes. This is our 94th. Hey, I'm going to be talking with Jackie Go and Ivan Kofkoff. He's the CEO and COO of Reward Bunny. You know, they have a cashback platform that makes it easier for people to earn, invest in, and spend cryptocurrency. When users simply make everyday purchases, they have the opportunity to receive the rewards in either cryptocurrency or US dollars. They're going to be talking to us about all things cryptocurrency. A lot's been going on in the last couple of months with crypto reduced values. We saw the Ethereum merger. They're going to be talking about it all. Right now, I'm going to be bumping into, will you run out of money in retirement? It's a big question. It can be, you know, it's easy to worry about having enough income to support your retirement lifestyle. You know, these anxieties naturally increase during an economic downturn, periods of inflation. You know, retirees living on fixed income might feel their budgets tightening and find it harder to pay regular bills. You know what? And if you're concerned about outliving your saving, take steps to evaluate your current financial situation, reviewing your habits, priorities, and get some help to make sure you're on track. You know what? Many people are concerned about running out of money. Consider these factors. How much did you spend plays a role. You know what? You might anticipate spending less in retirement than you did during your work years, and your lifestyle may play a role in that. Most people think they will spend about 15 to 20% less, but in reality, end up spending about the same or more. Take some time to look at what you're paying for each month. The expense might include mortgage payments, rent, food, utilities, fuel, insurance, the whole shot. Make sure you know what you're spending. I find a lot of people, before they retire, they have no clue what they're spending. And that's because they got a couple paychecks and more money keeps going into the bank. They keep funding their accounts. But now you don't have that paycheck. You have to create it with the savings you have. And sometimes you're not paying attention. You just keep spending. So it's really important that you set up a dashboard of sorts where you're tracking how much you're spending, how much you're receiving to make sure you're on track so you don't go through a position where you have to, you know what? Reduce down to one vehicle, decide, you know, hey, which one you got to sell, you know what, downsizing your house, renting out rooms. You don't want to be in those positions. So track what you're spending, you know what, and how you withdraw from your retirement accounts really matter. General rule of financial planning is that you know, if you're in your mid 60s and you want to spend more than that 4% adjust for inflation annually, you know, it would work really well, but it's important to look at your tax allocation. And what I mean by that is how much are you taking out from your IRA? It's fully taxable. How much are you receiving from Social Security? That is only 85% tax. How much is coming from tax-free or tax advantage things? Because if you're getting $100,000 in income, but only paying tax on 50, you're in a lot better situation taking out $100,000 worth of income and paying tax on $100,000. That will make a big difference. Hey, your Social Security benefit will continue if you're starting to receive Social Security payments. The income will continue for the rest of your life. And you know what? It's inflation adjusted. So it keeps up with purchasing power. It's going to keep coming whether the market goes up or down. If you haven't started collecting Social Security, look up how much you can expect to get from various ages, whether you're 62, full retirement age, or 70. Okay. It's important that you look at that Social Security within the context of your retirement so you can maximize the income and also your asset. You know what? Work opportunities can make a big difference. You may envision retirement as a chance to step up from work entirely. However, if you're concerned about running short on money, you could continue working past retirement age. You know what? A graduated retirement is much healthier physically, mentally, financially than a hard stop. You know what? My dad, after the wall came down, he retired at 56, okay? Hard retire. I mean, it took him a year or two to figure out how to retire because he, you know, I ended up fixing my sister's house. She ended up, you know, taking trips, learning a bunch of languages, and he was going nuts figuring out what to do. Hey, work yourself into retirement. There's nothing wrong with, you know, working as a consultant for a portion of the time or, you know, being a tutor for English, math, or something like that, whether you're working with people overseas or here or doing other things. But you know what? One of the biggest things here is this: it provides you extra income that, you know what, you can spend now as opposed to draining from your retirement account. Having cash reserves may help. You know what? The reality is life's going to be full of them. You could have health issues. Family members could have health issues or financial issues, and you need to help out or want to help out. You could have a damaged roof. You could have the market go down. You know what? If you have 3 to 6, maybe even 6 to 12 months worth of expenses sitting in a savings account, might not earn a lot of interest, but it's there for you in case you need it. So think about this. Market just dropped 30%. Here we are. Your account went from $1 million to $700,000, and you have to take out 5% or $50,000 a year. So instead of taking out 5%, you're taking out 8 or 9%. And that's going to drain your account further and further. In fact, if you take a look at the sequence of returns related to a consistent withdrawal, you know what? If you have $1 million and taking out 50, it might only last about 20 years. And if you live 30 years, that creates a problem for you. So you really want to take a look at making sure you have those cash reserves for one of two reasons. One, you could dip into those cash reserves for 6, 9, 10 months before you have to pull it out of your retirement accounts, which allows them to recover. It's better than taking a big loss and keep drying down on that loss while you're waiting for it to recover. Secondly, if you have the cash reserves, if you have that emergency, need that liquidity, the last thing you want to do is put your income at risk because your whole account value is at risk. I know they say, hey, it's going to come back. The question is when and what shape will your money be in? These are things you want to stick with and think about if you think you're going to be running out of money in retirement. Hey, I want to thank you for joining us here on Saving with Steve, where we give you my best advice to help you retire smarter. So stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. I want to thank some of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AMF and 247. We appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family and associates. And now we've got the big talk. We're going to be talking with Jackie Go and Ivy Yavkov, a reward bunny. We're going to be talking about all things crypto. We've seen what's going on in the industry here in the last, you know, 3 to 6 months. We're here to talk about those things, what Reward Bunny does. So I want to welcome both of you guys here. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you, Steve, for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Everybody here is looking forward to it. So let's start by, you know what, why don't I just say this? Jackie's the CEO, Ivan's the CEO of Reward Bunny. They're a cashback rewards platform that's making it easy for people to earn, invest, and spend in cryptocurrency. Basically, if you're a user, you simply use everyday purchases that have opportunities to receive your rewards in cryptocurrency or US dollars. It's a great platform, but obviously a lot of cryptocurrency. So you guys have a good background in that. I know, Jackie, you have a big gaming background. Ivy, you have a big fintech background. So, you know, it works into a great combination together. So let's just start chatting about the current state of cryptocurrency. Obviously, we've seen some prices, values goes down. So I'd like to get your feedback on that.
This year has been possibly been a crazy ride because, you know, it's so volatile. You know, the prices keep, you know, swinging up and down everywhere. Yeah. So, and we have even seen that there's more regulations coming in, there's more sanctions, and things are more or less going in a positive way in that sense, that because there is more adoption going right now because the governments are actually looking at us as an actual industry. So I would say there will be more adoption, more guidelines, more real stuff going on in the coming months and years.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is most countries are looking at cryptocurrency and looking to regulate it once way, shape, or form because of what's occurred.
Yes, definitely.
Now, whether we go back 100 years in the financial markets, you see how financial markets get built up and you see values go really, really high. And then something occurs and then things start compressing. And then you start seeing some of the bad players get taken out of the market, either by their bad management or because of things and games that they were playing. And I'd love for you to comment on that when you're seeing billionaires get pulled into some of these things. Obviously, somebody's looking for money there, but I'd love to get your feedback on that.
Yeah, that's just basically how we people behave, you know. There's always going to be bad players. It's not particularly just because it's cryptocurrency. It's mm-hmm. everywhere. That's why we have walls, we have rules, and we try to make, you know, the world a better place. But in the cryptocurrency, there are like a lot more bad guys, if I can say that, just because it's still, I mean, it's a double-sided coin, the regulation, just because people don't want it to be regulated, but that means a lot of bad people can actually get away with, you know, with stealing money or doing bad stuff. So I'm also like 50-50 on that, just because if crypto gets regulated, it basically loses like half of its value, because the decentralization is basically like the core of cryptocurrencies and blockchains. And if it does, though, a lot of, you know, scams, a lot of bad guys, a lot of like viruses and phishing emails and everything like that will be a lot worse. So yeah, like I said, I'm 50-50 on that.
Okay.
I would say crypto blockchain is in the sense that it allows like a public ledger of like what transaction is going through and everything else, in the sense that with the recent sanctions on the Tornado Cash thing, there is actually a way to sort of like track all the transactions on who is the bad players and who is the sort of like the good ones. So there is actually a way to sieve out the bad players among the whole crypto industry.
And by the way, I hope everybody knows we have Ivy's. He's coming in from Bulgaria, and we have Jackie in here for the from Singapore. So we're like, you know, this is wonderful. So if you're a part of that country, hey, you know what? They're in your country, part of the world. You're in your country. What I'd like to do is just take a quick little break, and then let's talk about the, you know, how you guys see cryptocurrency, NFTs, the metaverse, and all that stuff moving forward. And I'd also like to talk a little bit more about Rewards Bunny. Okay, so everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Jackie and Ivy here on Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. Now, one of the things I just wanted to point out, I want to thank our affiliates like BBS Radio, UK Health Radio, AMFM 247, and all the systems and streaming channels like Google Play, Spotify, that are sharing Saving with Steve with the world. I appreciate you sharing it with your friends and family. Hey, if you want to check out some of the episodes, we're up to 94 episodes right now. You can always go to savingwithsteve.us. And take a look at all the behind-the-scenes stuff, guest gifts, and more. So with that, thank you so much. We're back here with Jackie and Ivan at Rewards Money. So I keep calling you Ivan. It should be Ivy. Apologize for that, and it will get in.
Don't worry about it. Both of them works. Don't worry about it.
So let's just start talking about, you know what? There's been, you know, when you get in the news, there's pundits talking about stuff. They don't even know what they're talking about. Some say, hey, cryptocurrency is going to go away. Some say cryptocurrency is here to stay. This is just a healthy thing that's occurring. So let's just, you know, start talking about the, you know, what your vision is in the future of cryptocurrency, NFTs, the metaverse, you know, the electronic art that I think that people are selling, and so on.
Yeah, I would say probably I'll just start off with the whole NFT scene. Is that I would say right now, more and more people actually realize that what is the true utility for NFT. So some can say that, you know, it is more of like a digital membership pass, you know, for you to sort of like, you know, have more benefits in a particular company or particular project. Yeah. So in fact, we can even see like big brands are actually going into NFT as well. So recently we have a news whereby Tiffany & Co. actually worked with CryptoPunks and released a special edition of NFT, which they sold 250 NFT of them, of a CryptoPunk inspired necklace for 50,000 each. And it actually got sold out in 22 minutes. Yeah. Wow. So how crazy is that? Yeah. So in fact, we can actually even see like more big brands coming in and there'll be more adoption in the NFT space.
Okay. And now how many cryptocurrencies do we currently have?
Yeah, I would say there is like tons of new cryptocurrencies coming out every single day. Mm-hmm. In fact, probably there will be more than 10,000.
Oh, wow.
Cryptocurrency that's available right now in the market. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the questions I have is, for example, China's created their own cryptocurrency. I mean, I don't know if the US is on the way. I don't think so. But if China has a cryptocurrency, they obviously have a lot of backing behind it and stuff like that. And I was just curious how that would affect the marketplace.
I'd say it's a double-edged sword, just because China has been trying to, you know, ban cryptocurrency in their country for like forever. I mean, every single year they're trying to put up some new regulations and ban mining, for example. And on the other hand, they're trying to actually use that, but it's like in other quotes, you know, it's changed as a digital currency. But I'd say this will still help and still make cryptocurrency just a lot more popular, just because it has the word digital in it. And nowadays, everyone, when you say digital currency, everyone thinks about cryptocurrency. And they don't even know the difference, because all the cryptocurrencies are digital currencies, but not all digital currencies are cryptocurrencies. Going back to actually how I know you started this like a while ago, but the current state of cryptocurrency, I'd say this is like the best state of it, just because there will always be like believers and haters. And that's not just with cryptocurrency. It's like every new technology. Everything new that people don't understand, they don't get into it, or they even try to hate it and discuss it without actually knowing what it does. But I'd say the believers that are into the cryptocurrency are not that a lot as an amount, but they're really strong believers, and they actually push cryptocurrencies and cryptocurrency adoption all over the world, like every single year, more and more. Mm-hmm. And just like, you know, the internet was some, you know, fake news like 20 or 30 years ago, and look now where we are. So I'd say it's just a matter of time, and it just depends on the speed of the adoption of the countries.
So really what you're saying is, well, anything new goes through its undulations and its low times and its high times. But right now, you know, it's getting to the point where more and more governments are getting involved. And it's, you know, what's just happened is a healthy thing for it, even though some people had a lot of pain with the loss in value, but it's something that will move forward. So what you're really saying is, if somebody hangs in there, I mean, they might have had Bitcoin at $60,000 and now it's less than 20. And you know what? Hey, it'll probably keep coming back as long as you're in it for the long haul. Is that pretty much the size of it? Or
yeah, absolutely. I want to just give like a bit of an advice to people who want to invest in cryptocurrency but haven't yet. If you don't understand the technology, if you don't understand what it can do, what it can become even in the future, don't invest in it. I mean, it's just not just about cryptocurrency, but everything. Just don't invest in stuff that you don't know about, just because it's kind of a gambling, you know, if you don't know what you're investing in. And I'd say this is healthy just because a lot of when Bitcoin was like $60,000, when all the market was full in green and everything was blowing up, there were a lot of projects that, first of all, were trying to steal money, were trying to scam people. So it was like more dangerous. And second of all, a lot of different projects that are trying to just go with ideas were actually pulling out VC's money, for example. And as soon as the market crashed, they're like, okay, we're just giving up on this project. So I'd say this is a pretty chaotic state, just because people that really want to make a difference, that really want to build a solid project and believe in it, will do it.
Okay. Hey, Ivy, yeah. Jackie, thank you for being on the show today. We very much appreciate you unpacking the cryptocurrency world, talking to us about the merger, the future of cryptocurrency, as well as, hey, I wish you the world of success with Reward Bunnies.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Hey, you guys have a great day. Stay safe and stay healthy.
You too, Steve. Bye-bye.
That's the size of it here, right here on Saving with Steve. I want to thank you for joining us today. We had great guests and Jacko Goh and Ivy Yakov with Reward Bunnies talking about the cryptocurrency market. You know what? Next week, we are going to be talking to Paul Levitan. It's going to be a wonderful conversation. You're going to want to be there. So look forward to seeing you next week. Stay safe, stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.